Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to King of the Road. I'm delighted to welcome Akeem from the one and only Cheeky Sport into the studio this week. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
Today we are going to be talking about a variety of things. We're going to be talking about Jose Mourinho. Akeem is a Manchester United fan, to those of you who don't know that already.
Of course.
So we're going to have to talk about Jose. We're also going to be talking about Alvaro Morata versus Romelu Lukaku, Manchester City, and then the sort of YouTube world that Akeem and I operate in and how we came into it and how Cheeky Sport have managed to achieve this meteoric rise to stardom.
Meteoric.
There's only one place to start, and that is Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, let's start with the 20-time champions, Man United. No problem.
Are you in love with Mourinho? Is it working for you?
I love Mourinho. I've always loved him. I'm not one of those people who say, oh yeah, look, you only love him because he's a Man United manager. I've always loved him.
Absolutely not. There's no way that when Chelsea beat United at Wembley in the first FA Cup final at the new Wembley. Yeah. Didier Drogba lifting it over Van der Sar. There is no way in the world that you were going.
I'm not saying. Do you know what? I respected him. And actually, you know, just to touch on results, the results that hurt me the most out of every Chelsea Man United result was, I don't know if you remember, which you probably should, when you beat us 3-0 and you won the title with it.
Joe Carvalho
took out Rooney and actually took him out of the, was it the Euros or the World Cup?
That's right. Joe Cole did an incredible thing to Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah, yeah, you absolutely battered us and you won the league officially with that game.
Yeah.
I remember. But that was the worst defeat that I think Chelsea, that for me anyway, because you won a title from it. But I mean, look, you know, Mourinho is someone who I've always loved because Mourinho comes from the same sort of outfit of a boring person in sports that actually gets the job done. And
interesting, mate, because I don't think that's the man that I fell in love with a decade or so ago, the man that took me to a world that I didn't know existed. Mm-hmm. You know, we won the league up at the Reebok Stadium and I couldn't believe my eyes. I genuinely couldn't believe what I'd seen. I remember sort of losing an FA Cup final to you lot in 94 and thinking that's as good as it's going to get.
Suddenly, you're a fan then?
Yeah. So, very good, very good.
No, I'm just asking you a question.
Suddenly, you know, Mourinho opened my eyes to an entire world that I just didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that man, I don't think exists anymore because that man was young, handsome, daring, innovative, exciting. He was this man who won the Champions League at Porto. He looked handsome and he was like a pioneer.
So now you're saying he's an ugly man, he's boring.
I think you can draw a line in the sand pre and post Real Madrid. I think post Real Madrid, he's a bit old, he's a bit bitter, he's a bit cynical, he's a bit dull. He's aged in one decade, he's aged three. And I think it's kind
I think you have to, you know, maneuver in football and you have to change with the times. And I think back then, you know, to play more open and expansive and to take more risks and to talk more about refs and to be more kind of controversial worked back then. And now football's so much tighter that if you say, even if you just raise your arm, look what Dele Alli done the other day with his finger up and he got banned for it. So it's now in an age where Mourinho has been burnt and scolded so many times. He now talks less and probably does more cynical, smart things to kind of do what he wants to do, really. But the truth is he's not given the freedom as a manager to express himself because of the way football is today. That's my opinion of it.
And is he the right man for you? Are you happy with him?
100%, yeah. Look, he's not the right man to, if you're looking at the style of play. You know, of style of play, you'd want someone who's much more open and expansive. But I've never been someone who's cared about the way we play. I know that sounds really strange, but I've always cared about
I've
always cared about the success. I've always cared about winning for Manchester United. You know, there's players and there's managers who would be much more exciting, but they wouldn't get the results.
Oh, mate, I completely agree with that. It's not, for me, football isn't an entertainment thing. Like, if you want to be entertained, buy yourself a ticket and go and watch Paddington. Like, it isn't about that for me. Mm-hmm. It's just about winning trophies. And I agree with you, like, Mourinho is pretty much unrivaled on that front.
100%. And I think just on that touch, you know, because of the industry that me and you are in anyway, we go to so many neutral games, you know, there's enough exciting, entertaining end-to-end 3-3s and 4-3s and Bournemouths and Huddersfields of this world. You know, I don't need to see that in my own team. In my own team, I'm happy to sit back and get a cheeky 1-0, cheeky 2-0.
Talking of cheeky 1-0s, were you at Stamford Bridge the other week? Chelsea had a wonderful cheeky 1-0.
Yeah, he did, but he deserved that. That was a poor performance from us. But look, end of the day, it's early in the season. You know, I'm just one of those people. I don't really care about the league table until it's Christmas. I know it sounds stupid, but the league season really has obviously is literally underway, but it hasn't really.
Yeah, you don't pay any attention.
Yeah, it's not really going to matter now because look, there's 6 or 7 games to the end of the year, and in 6 or 7 games time, even Tottenham could be top of the league. Even Arsenal could be top of the league. I know it's unlikely, but it could happen. And that just shows how many games are from now to the end of the year.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Do you know, this has led nicely on to my next point and the debate I'd like to have with you. Okay? It's Alvaro Morata versus Romelu Lukaku.
Obviously, no contest.
It was a summer where we were both sort of at one point chasing after the opposite target.
Yeah.
But both strikers have ended up at a particular club. Mm-hmm. From my perspective, I'm over the moon. How are you feeling?
Yeah, you're over the moon. I remember contacting you when Lukaku went to Manchester United Super Club.
Look, he had a Twitter spat.
Look, yeah.
You became a troll. I had my very own Twitter troll.
No, it's not really a troll. I wasn't
considered blocking you at that
point. I wasn't a troll because the reality is every Chelsea fan wanted Lukaku. Look. But
at the time, that's true,
when he lost it to him, you wasn't sure that you were going to get Morata. So you were, every Chelsea fan in that short space of time, I think it was like a 7 to 10 day gap, everyone was a little bit concerned because you knew Costa was demoralised. You wasn't sure if they were going to get a strong replacement and you just lost Lukaku to Manchester United, a rival. I don't think Matic went by that point, but
the ridiculous thing that we managed to do after that, despite having that sort of tug of war with you over Romelu Lukaku, ultimately losing it, we then went and did business with you. Yeah. I can't understand that. Yeah. Like, maybe it's because I'm sort of a cynical bloke.
It's the agent, though, isn't it?
If somebody does that to you, I don't understand. Like, at one point as well, we wanted to sign the fellow who's gone to Tottenham from Swansea, striker. Yeah. Lorente. We wanted Lorente.
Should have got him.
Lorente didn't sign for us. Swansea chose, you know, to do business elsewhere. We still loaned Tammy Abraham to Swansea.
Yeah, but I've got to say though, you two things. Firstly, on your loan procedure is something that I'd even want to ask you what you think about it. But I think it's an absolute joke anyway because Solanke was the best player in the summer. I think under 21s, he won the best player in the under 21s.
It's irrelevant now, isn't it?
It's irrelevant, but Loftus-Cheek and Tammy Abraham would have done good jobs for you in the FA Cup, League Cup, and probably in the last couple of games of the Champions League. Anyway, you would have been, you needed those players to bolster your squad. That's my first opinion. And the second thing is that Chelsea really can't speak about, not stealing players, but certainly on the whole business front, because I have to say, you know, Obi Mikel, Juan Seba-Veron.
You've just pressed your phone. I'm sorry to interrupt. I know you're in the middle of something incredible here, but I've just seen a beautiful picture of you in a flat cap.
Yeah,
this is a look. This is a look that you need to cultivate more often.
Where's your flat caps?
Mate, I'm partial to the old flat cap.
You ain't got
cap.
Any, have you?
I know. I think there's a time and a place for a flat cap often.
Yeah, I've got a flat cap.
That's a wonderful.
I love a flat cap.
Wait, next time we meet, can you please wear that?
It depends.
No, I'm sorry.
It's winter though. It's winter. Maybe I will.
I'm sorry to interrupt. But no, look, I know what you mean. Our loan system is one that is very controversial, and people have very strong opinions on it. For me, I think it works. Mm-hmm. I think primarily it works. I think Andreas Christensen is an example of a player who is so good this season, has come into a team. He's kicked David Luiz, who was arguably our best defender last year. He kicked him out of the team. And the reason that he's so casual back there. And the reason that he's so confident back there is because he's played at the highest level due to our loan system.
But the thing is, Luiz, it's still a mistake not putting Luiz in the team, I think, because he gets more goals and you need...
That's not an issue for us, though.
I mean, but I think that is going to be an issue long-term for you. I think an issue long-term is that you're still relying on Morata and Hazard, which means you need more goals from midfield and the players either further back, whether it's Kante and Willian, or the players more at the back, like your back line, they need to get more goals. They need to get four or five goals a year. Look, remember, Terry used to get nine or ten.
But Gary Cahill scored an awful lot last year. You know, I don't think Gary Cahill will be in the team particularly often this year, but Gary Cahill was good for a goal. I don't think scoring goals is our problem.
So what's the problem then? Or is there a problem?
Well, there isn't a problem because we have the brilliance of Alvaro Morata up front. He's an incredible man. And did you see that the assist that he provided for Eden Hazard against West Brom? Did you see that assist?
Yeah.
If we're going to have a debate...
Hazard was still the main man of the match, I think. But anyway,
Hazard was unplayable that day, for sure. But take that little moment of magic from...
You swap Hazard for Pogba, say.
No. Oh, okay. That'd be silly. but take that little moment of brilliance from Alvaro Morata, little back heel assist. Romelu Lukaku couldn't even dream of doing that, let alone execute it, could he?
No, he couldn't. But then he can barge through three players and score, which probably Morata couldn't. So they have different strengths, but... This question is, who would you rather in your team? I guess it depends on who's behind them because Morata is more suited, I think, to Chelsea and Lukaku is more suited to Man United because Man United have players like Rashford and Martial already. So it complements well and that's why Lukaku can get in the right positions and score goals, whereas Morata probably has to do more runs and more channel runs. And I think that's probably why he's got to do more running and he's going to make more impressive goals maybe. But I still think Lukaku is the more potent striker.
Yeah, that's what I
think.
That.
But I think look, they're both top players. It doesn't have to be a either or in many cases. But I think Lukaku is slightly better. And I said that before they moved. I'm not saying that now. I said it before they moved
because I hadn't had the privilege of watching Alvaro Morata play up front since the season started.
Why didn't you watch it on the bloody? Why didn't you watch it?
I'm not.
Why didn't you watch your Skybox?
I haven't got it. First of all, sometimes I get footballed out. What does that mean? It means I'm travelling up and down the country following Chelsea to then come home. I've got a wife now, King. So I come home and stick on BT Sport.
I thought your wife watches football.
No, never watched a game in her life.
No,
literally.
So how do you watch the games on your own?
I go to every Chelsea game, and then I very rarely. I haven't got any of these channels that everyone's got. I live a very primitive life. I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy.
Rubbish.
Genuinely, I've got BT Sport, but that's because it comes free with my Wi-Fi. I'm not one for all the channels. Some people will watch anything, won't they?
Yeah.
Like I go into work.
So you're telling me you're not watching Osasuna versus Levante?
This is it. Absolutely not. Absolutely, like, never. So when I go into work, people will be talking about the game, and I'll be thinking, what are they banging on about here? And it'll be something ridiculous. Like, they'll be putting money down on sort of an under-23 game from Italy.
Yeah.
How are you doing this?
Because people keep up with all the leagues. Look,
I can't. And also, we've touched on it. My wife would not have that at all. She's just not interested. She wouldn't have a clue. Quite regularly now, I've lucked out. I go and sit in a box. Have you ever seen the guy who owns a box? He's a charming bloke.
Remember, just to be clear, guys, this is a guy who said he hasn't got Sky, so you felt sorry for him. And now he's saying he goes to a box every week to watch Chelsea.
It's not my box, though. If it were my box, it would be a very different situation. Oh, but the guy who's is a very, very good friend of mine, and he's like incredibly generous. And he has said to me in the past, invite Victoria, tell her she's more than welcome. She can come to the game and, we'll have a lovely day. I mentioned it to Victoria. I'm like, look, you've got tickets for Chelsea versus Manchester City, one of the biggest games in the Premier League. You're going to be sitting in a box. We'll have a three-course meal first, all perfect. She goes, probably not. I think, the thing is,
in an ideal world, you want your missus to, like, love football, be a die-hard fan. But
do you?
In reality,
do you really?
You probably do. Because if you did, then if that was the case, you'll go to every game. You can watch match in a day, no problems.
I go to every game.
Maybe she can go with you. That's what I mean.
I'm not sure.
Oh, here we go. No, Be careful. I think I know what you're going
to
say now.
I've invited Victoria to numerous games, but I'm not convinced that that would be conducive to the best relationship. I'm not sure. I'm not saying it isn't, but I think that it's quite nice. So on Saturday, I met up with a group of mates and I went to West Brom. She, well, I know exactly what she did. She got her nails done and she had a massage. She did that. I went to the football and then we regrouped at 8 o'clock and had dinner in King's Cross. I reckon that's quite healthy.
It must be some days that you're just like, I can't be bothered to bloody go to this crap game. Come on.
Occasionally,
there must be games that you're just
playing,
like, look.
If you're playing Wolverhampton Wanderers in the third round, fourth round of the League Cup, sometimes football can be a chore on that front. However, I've always said it. Send a double.
Like you had in EastEnders. Send a double. Just send a double. Look, all you need to do is go on a website called Lookalike. You can put in a picture of you and then they'll find someone who looks like you.
I've been getting grief about that. Are you watching Strictly at the moment? Don't act like you're pretending you don't. No, I can see in your eyes that you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm actually choking because I couldn't believe you even asked me that question.
You gave me a funny look because you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Never even watched Strictly before.
No, you don't have to pretend. I know that you have a public image too.
Do you know what's funny?
And you need to preserve
it. I don't even know it works.
And everything.
I don't even know it works.
Oh, yeah. You're going too far now. Everyone knows how it works.
All I know is some people go on the dance floor and then when they're waiting for the judge's reaction, for some reason they just do it. They put their hands on their hips, which I never understand why you put your hands on your hips. Why can't you just stand normally?
I've got no idea.
But they put their hands on their hips and they look up like with so much hope. Like, why don't you just put your hands in your bloody pockets and wait?
You clearly know exactly what I'm talking about here. But anyway, there is a character.
How do you watch that crap?
I don't watch it. Like,
you'll be better watching You've Been Framed or something.
I genuinely don't watch it. But I have an understanding.
Or catchphrase.
I have an understanding. I'm very good at that. But I have an understanding of Strictly partly because it's been like part of British culture for 15 years.
Has it?
Stop pretending. You've gone too far now. Like, how far can you push this? What's it called again?
My wife
works on it. Dennis Wise is in that. Oh, we need to come to that in a minute. But my wife works on a series of Strictly. So
does she?
Yeah.
So she works for ITV.
She's self-employed, so she does contract work. But yeah, so it's not ITV. What are you talking about, anyways? BBC.
So that much I don't watch it.
You're pushing it
so
far.
So that much I don't watch it.
He knew, didn't he? Like other people in the studio here, by the way, are all acknowledging that Akeem knows exactly what he's talking about and is pushing it so far that he doesn't have a clue.
So what's
it called?
What's the show on ITV then? Ballroom dancing.
Strictly is on BBC. Anyway, this is a really long-winded story. There's a dancer on that Strictly
Celebrities
called
on ice,
AJ. There's a dancer on Strictly at the moment called AJ.
Andy Josh is on it then?
No, because I have no resemblance to him, believe it or not. But I do have a resemblance, apparently, to this bloke called AJ. So much so that when I was on a train back from West Brom, there was like a coach of Chelsea fans all giving me grief, telling me that I was going to do the cha-cha-cha down the train and that.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
How similar do you look? I'm going to have to look at the picture.
I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to have to look him up. But
so is it just a coincidence that both of you guys work in media?
Yeah, it's not me. I mean, I'm...
You and the missus, I mean.
No, we met. We met working on Big Brother.
Are you taking the mic?
No, not on it. Hang on a minute. We weren't contestants. We weren't in Big Brother.
You tried to go on.
We weren't in the house. No, of course not. We weren't in the house as contestants. We both worked on a series, on a spin-off show called Bit on the Side, Big Brother's Bit on the Side.
What year was it?
The year was...
Name some characters.
2012.
Was there a guy called...
2012. So the celebrity version of it that year was... Well, Rylan.
I don't know who that is.
You're definitely lying now.
Who's that?
You don't know who Rylan is?
Nah.
No, you're...
Is he black or white?
Rylan is, like, so white.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah.
It's a guy.
Yeah, it's a guy. It's a 6'4" white gay guy.
Nah, never heard of him.
No, I'm not having it. I'm not.
Anyone else?
No.
No.
Who else? Neil Ruddock.
Yeah, I know Neil Ruddock.
Neil Ruddock was in that series.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so Victoria and I were working on that. She was my boss. And, yeah, she cougared me.
She ain't older than you, is she?
No, she's not older, but I think cougar isn't only about being older.
It's about position.
She was my boss.
Oh, okay.
And I was like an innocent little researcher who was just like trying to make his way in the world. And she like cougared me, cornered me in a room in Boreham Wood.
I guarantee that's not the right story. Yeah, if I was to talk to her, she'll be like, nah, that's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
So out of interest, what are you more likely to go on, Big Brother or I'm a Celebrity?
Well, I wouldn't go on either. Because
no,
I'm
you
not
have to choose one.
I would like to go on I'm a Celebrity if I were to go on one.
You couldn't
I'd be
handle
good at
the
that.
Snakes?
And
all that crap?
No, don't be fooled. Do you know? I know because I've had my hair cut just now.
Yeah.
Literally just now because I was waiting for you.
Oh, that's why you're late.
But if I didn't have my hair cut, I'm quite rugged. And I think I could do well in I'm a Celebrity. Genuinely, I think I could do really well.
What's the reason why you said you'll watch it?
Because Dennis Wise is
that Muppet.
Dennis Wise is my hero. Anybody of my generation will have nothing but love
average,
for Dennis Wise if they're a Chelsea fan.
I'm a Man United fan. I didn't like
him. That's because he was captaining Chelsea to 5-0 wins over you at Stamford Bridge.
Okay.
But Dennis Wise was such a good player, so underrated. Like, he deserved to play far more for England than he did.
Yeah. 1996 FA Cup.
Yeah, he was
Roberto Di Matteo.
97 that was.
97 Middlesbrough.
97.
Look at that.
Yeah,
I know the Chelsea history.
It's a very good knowledge. To take it back to football, not to take it back to I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, okay, we're not talking about that anymore. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. That's literally the only thing I'd want to say if I was on there. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
No, but you can't say that. You would never win. You need to be better than that. You don't want to be saying that. The point is to be crowned king of the jungle, and that's going to be Dennis Wise. I've had money on it. I've had a bet.
It'll probably be Amir Khan.
I've had a bet on Dennis Wise to win that and Chelsea to win the league.
You wouldn't put a bet on for that.
I've got the betting. I can show you the betting.
Why would you do that?
Check my Instagram account.
Why would you do that? Have you put a bet on Strictly?
I like making money. No, I haven't put a bet on Strictly because I don't have any invested interest apart from the guy who looks like me.
Anyway, this is crazy.
To everybody listening now who's a football fan, I'm incredibly sorry that this has taken a mad tangent and I blame Akeem solely.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, let's get back to football and have a quick chat about Manchester City.
Yeah,
can we stop them?
Yes.
You're not in a very confident.
There. Very confident, 100%. I can tell you why I'm confident.
Yep.
I'm confident because history repeats itself. Last year, the same thing happened. I'm confident because even Manchester United and Chelsea are strong enough to. But even beyond that, I think, believe it or not, I think the chasing pack of, and this is not me saying they're going to win the title, but the chasing pack of Arsenal, Tottenham, Liverpool are strong enough to win 10 to 15 games in a row at this stage. They're all strong enough. Not saying they will, I'm saying they're strong enough to.
Okay.
They're capable of.
Okay.
So because of that and the frailty still in Man City's team, which people are forgetting of conceding two or three goals every other game, pretty much at the moment, is still means that they're going to be caught out sooner or later. People need to realise a real dominant team, a team that is really dominant and really worrying, is a team that was constantly winning 1-2, 3-0, 4-0, 2-0, 1-0. That Chelsea team was a team that was really scary when Cech didn't even concede a goal for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. I remember so many weird things, Roy, as you could probably realise that. I remember, I think it was the first team to score against you for like 6 months. I think it was 1-1 against Villa.
Villa.
Ag Bonlahor, absolutely right.
I remember,
I was just like, yes, it's good.
That's an incredible memory. You're absolutely correct. It was the first, Chelsea didn't concede a goal for the first 7 games of the season.
Yeah.
And the Sun said the player that scores against Chelsea, the first person to score a goal past Petr Cech, will have, I can't remember how much money it was, but X amount of money to give to a charity of their choosing. And you're right, it was Villa and it was Gabby Bonlahor in a 1-1 draw at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
Ridiculous memory from you.
Because that was a really fearful team, you know, because they were so
That team won the league with record points. That team won the league with 95
points. And
don't
get me wrong, Man City have got an incredible attack, you know, a vicious attack. But I still think they'll be found out. And they're not going to be found out enough to be out of the top four at the end of the season. Don't get me wrong. They're obviously going to be favourites to win the title. But do I think they're going to win the title? No. And I'll be honest, they're not going to win it.
If they beat... So you're playing them in 3 weeks' time.
Yes.
I would say if they win two games up until they play you,
yeah,
and then include it, I think they're playing in Europe as well this week. If they win that, win their two league games, and then beat you, then it's a different story.
Well, I'll make it simple. If they go into January 1st, 10 points clear, into double figures, I'd say they've probably got the title.
If it's anything less than double
anything
figures,
less, there's a chance. Because even now, it's 8 points. They could win all the games up to Man United. Man United beat them. It's 5 points.
Yeah,
of a sudden, the game changes. And, you know, and that's what... And they let's even flip that round and say, even if that game was a draw and they lost the game leading up from now till Christmas, it's still only, 6 points? You know, it's so doable that... It's realistic that the second half of the season with 6 point gap, anything could happen. Champions League coming back on, FA Cup coming back on, the League Cup, the real struggle. So I think it's way too early to say. And to be honest, in my heart of hearts, genuinely, I would rather Chelsea win the title than City anyway.
Really? And I can say the same to you. I'd rather City win it rather than me.
Really? Why? Can I just say something? But Man United fans don't really care about Chelsea, but Chelsea fans hate Manchester United. I don't know why.
I don't think it's quite as zealous as that. I don't think it's quite as passionate as that. For me, though, Man City just aren't a rival. They're not a rival for Chelsea.
But they are, because they're winning the league.
I think you can differentiate between a rival for trophies and a rival. So Leeds United aren't a rival for trophies, but Leeds United are a proper rival. QPR are a proper rival. West Ham are a proper rival.
Why Man United then?
No, where... Manchester United are a proper rival. There's a history that goes back a long way, and over the years there's been some classic encounters, and there is an antipathy between Chelsea fans and Manchester United fans, and a history of the clubs clashing.
Do you hate them more than Arsenal or Tottenham?
No, I don't hate Manchester United more than Arsenal or Tottenham. No, but they're probably third on that list. And then it would be teams like Leeds, who aren't a rival at all. But it's just within me to... You're taught as a Chelsea fan that you don't like Leeds. You sing about Leeds every week.
Yeah. Well, so, they might come back up, so...
But Manchester City aren't that. Yeah. Manchester City... I feel the same about Manchester City as I do about Blackburn Rovers. Manchester City are just better at football than Blackburn Rovers. Mm. But in terms of, like, the clubs...
Yeah, well, there's no history, is there?
No, there's nothing in it for me.
But I still think that, you know, in reality, the team that I would want to win the league, if not Man United, out of all of those teams, is Tottenham.
Oh, no.
I'd love Tottenham to win it.
Do you know...
If Man United don't win it.
This is going to sound like a joke, but genuinely isn't. Like, so you remember my old job when I was working at Fremantle.
Yeah, of course.
That was coming to an end, and I knew that was going to be coming to an end. And it was towards the end of the season where Tottenham were playing Stoke in the year that Leicester eventually won the league. Tottenham playing Stoke. And it was at that point where we were like, they have to drop points now. Tottenham have to drop points or they are going to win the league. And I remember, like, I'm not really good on the computers and that, but I was streaming the game to try and watch it. And Tottenham, in the first half, I think they were about 4-0 up. Harry Kane had a game of his life. Yeah. 4-0 up away at Stoke. And all their Tottenham fans are singing about catching Leicester. And I just thought, oh my God, my job was coming to an end at Fremantle. Tottenham were going to win the league. I started looking at jobs in Dubai.
Really?
It's just like, I can't live in a country where
Tottenham were you really more happy that Leicester won the league instead of Tottenham? Because I didn't really...
I didn't care. And historically, Leicester are a rival. Yeah. So Leicester City and Chelsea have actually got quite a strong rivalry. Yeah. I would say that Leicester, because none of Leicester's obvious rivals, Nottingham Forest, clubs like that, because none of them are in the Premier League, I think Chelsea, for Leicester fans, is their biggest rival in the league. Mm-hmm. So under normal circumstances, if it was Man City and Leicester, I'd want City to win it. Mm. But because it was Tottenham, I was just desperate for Leicester.
Even though we're not talking about the same year, or are we? No, we're not. I think we're talking about the same year, but that Chelsea-Tottenham game was probably the dirtiest Premier League game I've ever watched.
Yeah, incredible.
Since the Man United-Arsenal era.
Didn't Danny Rose sling Gus Hiddink down a stair?
It was an absolute... And I remember it got to a point, the last 10 minutes was literally like... You don't want to have the ball because your legs are going to get taken.
Yeah. Eric Dyer was running around killing people, wasn't he?
I think it was...
Can't put that in a trophy cabinet, though.
Yeah. And then, exactly. And then at the end, it was just... But obviously, Chelsea had the last laugh because that Hazard goal, I remember that day.
That was... I mean, it sounds ridiculous to say.
That was him after a terrible season, I think, as well. Season. That was when he was getting
terrible
criticized.
But a season that is only looked on fondly for him because of that moment. You know how they can change it like that.
Yeah, 100%. So anyway.
Yeah. It's... All to play for in the Premier League. You know, Manchester City are looking great, but there is a long way to go. Just quickly before we sum up here, Akeem, like, I just wanted to have a chat with you about Cheeky Sport, this world of YouTube. Like, Pete, I get quite a lot of comments asking us, how did we get into it? Mm-hmm. Where did it all come from? How's it going? What's it like to do it for a living?
Yeah.
You're perfectly poised to answer that question.
Yeah. Well, it's... Well, how do you do it? Well, I think it's...
Well, did you make... I don't even know. Did you make a decision to go into football YouTube?
Yeah.
Into that space?
Yeah. We made a decision. We actually started trying to do debates. That's what we wanted. You know, that was where we really wanted to get into, you know, debates where we debated with friends and we thought, you know what? Let's turn this into a bigger thing than just, the, you know, debating amongst friends about football like everyone does. And then really since then, which was 2.5 years ago, we just went from doing that to actually thinking, look, why do players never have a real interview just asking about standard things that a typical fan would want to know? What's their favourite food?
Which you have
food?
In Nando's and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, if you look at celebrities in the world that other people see as fans, they know everything about them, but you don't know about the footballers, really. So that's really where we started, and we just really used our personalities to really... push on and do match reactions and really not represent any team, just represent two sides at a big game or a smaller game even. And it's pushed on really from there. But, you know, if it was advice to anyone who wants to get involved, I think collaborate really, give your boy Rory a call. But definitely collaborate, you know, you'll be surprised how many people help because ultimately everyone's, you know, had to work with someone to get pushed forward, you know, so people will always be coming from a point of reason where they understand where they were 3 or 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago to some people. So that's a great, you know, that will be a great touch and consistency. You know, a lot of people want to start and they don't continue. You know, they start for 5 minutes, they start for 5 weeks and they say, oh, I've done 10 videos, I've done 20 videos, oh, we're not getting the views, but you've got to be consistent.
It's a slog, isn't it?
It's a slog. It's a long slog.
Yeah,
you know,
it's very true. So I'm going to now, I've been kindly invited on to a King's podcast. Where can anybody listening to this, if they wanted to cross over and hear that?
It's going to be, well, the easiest way is in Cheeky Sport YouTube. Okay, so Cheeky Sport, youtube.com/Cheeky Sport. But they also the other places, iTunes and of course SoundCloud. So soundcloud.com.
What's it called?
Cheeky Sport.
They need a bit more.
I know, don't worry, I'm going to get to that. The actual name of the podcast is Rinse FM Cheeky Sport Podcast. So it's really, really simple. Really simple. So literally just type in Cheeky Sport on Google and it will come up on one of the top searches as well. Make sure you check that out. Rory's been on before, but this one's going to be a great, great ep. Look at that, I'm cool. I'm just saying ep. I'm not even saying episode. I'm just saying ep.
That's how laid back about you
are. I'm cool like that, you know. So it's going to be a great ep. And yeah, can't wait for it. Can't wait for it, Rory boy.
Oh, man, it's going to be good. Akeem, thank you so much for coming on to this. I really do appreciate it. It's great to have your views. Really hope you all enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you do us a favour if you do. Subscribe to this podcast and leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. And I will see you all next week on King of the Road.
Cheers, guys.
Ta-da.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.